This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Like to apologize
for what?
To absolutely no one.
The two-time champ does absolutely fucking nothing.
Are we live?
No, we did.
What happened?
We're rolling.
We're rolling.
Did you know that the Undertaker
supported
Christian?
We're alive.
I can believe that. But do you know what's crazy? After playing the dead man for near on 30 years, my man's a born again Christian.
Fair enough.
But no, I can believe it. Seems like a good bloke. I watched his documentary. But let's get into it.
Yeah, man.
Moon Knight review. Episode 2.
Yes.
So for those of you that weren't here last week, we're watching the show and then giving our thoughts on a week to week basis. Episode 2 happened.
Yep.
I didn't think it was particularly great. It didn't have my concentration for most of it. I don't know, I was just what happened?
I feel like it progressed.
I'm not saying the story didn't progress, but felt like...
What happened during that?
Yeah, I just wasn't that entertained, you know? Especially after coming off of such a strong first episode. I was a bit... You know, this could be better. But we're only two episodes in. What's everyone else's thoughts?
I thought it was quite entertaining. I liked the interaction between... him and Ethan Hawke's character. I keep hearing his name in there. But like their whole conversation kind of just getting back into, you know, the ideology of judging people or prejudging people. Like I thought that was really, really good. The conversation they had in the church.
So what is he, Lord Cancel Culture?
I mean, technically, when you put it like that, yeah, I guess he is.
I draw the line at killing children now.
Definitely children. I thought the action was good. Like him becoming Mr. Knight was quite comedic. And, fight was good, like the interaction between him and letting Mark take control, and just the whole fight sequence, jumping off the building, catching the moon thing. I just thought it was sick. I thought it was really good episode, to be honest with you.
I think
I don't really see much that I disliked
personally. When it got going, I thought, yeah, like this is what I'm here for. But I felt like I don't know. It's the whole, I'm still confused. I would like to see them maybe speed things up a little bit. But then that is character development. But I think for me, I was just at a point where I was like, oh, I definitely would like for the games to kind of stop, if that makes sense. Like,
what games?
As in, Stephen obviously doesn't know what's going on. Like, doesn't have a clue. Maybe they should have helped him get caught up to scratch a bit quicker. That's just how I felt. I was a bit like, we're still doing this, you know, you're still trying to piece this all together. It's clear as day something weird has happened to you. Like, do you know what I mean?
I don't know who is the real identity. As far as this episode has explained, it's almost like Mark has possessed his body in order to achieve whatever it is.
For Khonshu.
Yeah.
I hear that. I wouldn't be surprised if that's the case, but I think I'd just prefer it if they got caught up to speed quicker. I think it could just derail it for still next week, like, oh, I'm Steven, I don't know who I am, I don't know how I got here, like, just push the story along, especially because they've only got 6 episodes. It's not like they've got 10 or 13 to work with, so they've got a limited time. If we're still halfway through and they're still doing this dance of I don't know who I am, then I don't know how entertaining that will be, for me anyway.
I think they kind of implied at the end of the episode that Steven probably will be taking a back seat.
Yeah, going forward.
And going forward, because obviously he smashed the window and he was having a conversation with Konshu. And it seems like Mark is going to just take control of the situation, which, you know, he's kind of the guy. He is, you know, the driving force behind what's going on. So
yeah,
I think that'll be, it'll be more, hopefully it's more interesting moving forward for sure.
No, I agree. I think that's more or less what we want to see, and I guess what we need to see. So I guess getting, hopefully, like you said, the way it ended, it suggests the direction that they're going to go in, which will be, it will be more Mark taking over, which I guess will mean more action and more of us finding out, you know, what is the actual beef here? Do you know what I mean? Between Ethan Hawke's character and Khonshu. I mean, obviously he was Khonshu's first host, so they've obviously got a bit of back and forth as well, which will be interesting to find out.
I don't know if that's true.
Well, you don't, you think he, Ethan Hawke, made that up?
I mean, I'm watching it as I go along, to be fair, so I don't know if, yeah, he might just be using Steven, because Steven is in a vulnerable position where he doesn't know who he is. He doesn't know whether Mark is, he knows that Mark exists, however he doesn't know if he is supposed to be Mark or Mark is a complete different person.
As
he has a split personality, do you know what I'm saying? He's trying to figure that out right now. So, yeah.
I mean, yeah, I get that. I think it's just a case of, like, I'd like to see it things speed up a little bit. That's all. I'm not saying it was a bad episode per se. I just felt like I could have been a bit more entertained. But I think one thing that this show is doing is it's got good, it seems like it's going to have good action going forward. And there were some really good gags in it as well. Like, I did like the thing with the suit and how he said suit and it was actually a suit. Not his toilet paper outfit, as Emmanuel said earlier.
No, I'm talking about him. I'm talking about that.
Khonshu.
Because he came in the first episode. Is it the first? No, the second episode. Yeah, even the first episode, he comes out with, like, the whole toilet paper flare. And he's trying to scare him. He's trying to scare Steven into changing to Mark. However, when he's talking to Mark, in just his normal figure without the scaring toilet paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, when my man was beefing that monster, I didn't clock it when I first saw it, but did he say Wagwan?
Yeah, you're in the wrong end now.
So what the who wrote this? Whoever wrote this needs to be fired, bro. Like, what the hell?
I think it's genius. I think it's funny, but it's genius.
I was just not expecting.
Because he thought he was bad, didn't
he? He was so bad. Gassed. And then proceeds to get fist up.
He was having a long day, and the fact you couldn't see it as well was insane. That's the second time he's had to beef something like that. Like, what?
What did he even do? Hey, no, the way he dealt with him after, the way Mark dealt with him was crazy, though.
Yeah, for Mark real.
Got him on the spike. I'm like, damn.
Do you know what that reminded me of? On the A13.
The roundabout. So, for context, there's these roundabouts on the A13. Like, they're like these massive, like, spikes. I think it's actually on the A12.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, if you land on that, you're basically dead. You're dead and dead.
A tough day.
I don't know why it's so like that. Like,
who designed this? Who said this is a good idea?
Oh, but that's what it reminded me of. I did like the juxtaposition. Obviously, it was set at night time, so when he's running, trying to run away from it. Or trying to guide it to where he wants the monster to go. I really like the shots there. And obviously, I think the best shot of the whole episode was the one where he flings that thing in the air and then catches it. That was a great shot. But I'm interested, like, yo, why is he stuck in this position? Why has he got to bow down to cost you, you know, like what's the relationship? You know, how
he's
did you
really
get here?
Onto man, you know?
For real. He's talking to him anyhow as well, like
yo, I'll grab your girl next, you know. He's just there like allow me, man.
It's a long day for Mark, man. What are we expecting from episode 3?
More mythology, because obviously they're going to be in Egypt now, so we're probably getting to nitty-gritty as to why Khonshu is out and about, you know, and hopefully more Mark and just being able to, I guess, progress the story. Because didn't they say, like, they need to get to the tomb or wherever it is before Ethan Hawke's character?
Okay.
So I'm assuming that's what's going on there. We probably might see another alter ego, knowing him.
Yeah.
Somebody else will probably pop up who's maybe crazier than Mark. I don't even know.
The man just in Cairo chilling.
Bruh.
Woke up, saw the pyramids.
is that a bar by someone?
It has to be. It sounds very J Electronica.
Alhamdulillah and all those bars. Shout out to all my Muslim listeners, man.
Assalamu alaikum.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What did I say?
I don't know.
He said, Assalamu alaikum. It's definitely
alaikum salam and all that.
Yeah. Alaikum salam.
Happy. Do you say happy? It's Ramadan, so
it is Ramadan,
peace be
yeah.
upon you all. Just. Them man were just chilling in Cairo. What? That was crazy.
What do you guys think is going to happen?
Yeah, no, I think.
Let's do mathematics.
Bring it to the rest of the world.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I think similar to you, I think that's what we'll see go down. It'll definitely be a case of the mythology. They'll dive deeper into it, and I think they'll explain, because we don't really know what this scarab does, and they're all running around the world for it.
Yeah, they need to give us a little bit more.
Yeah, 100%.
Hopefully there's a lot more context provided.
That's what I need. I think that's what the third episode should do, with a cool fight scene sprinkled in somewhere.
What about you, Eman? What do you think?
I have no idea.
No idea. You just
no
down
idea. I'm
just here for the ride.
Entertainment, fam. Every Wednesday, feel me.
Do you guys think 6 episodes enough?
Not for what this is, if I'm honest.
I think they've created it.
Was WandaVision 6?
I feel like it was 8. I don't feel like it could have been 6. Because episode 4 or 5 is when we really was like, oh, rah, this is
they've arrived.
Yeah. So
but
I think
they've created
maybe
something, a storyline where it's going to lead into deeper parts in the MCU.
Right.
I think that in itself is more important.
So,
As I said in the very beginning, I don't know. I have no clue. I'm just here for the ride. Feel me? And that's it.
So, okay.
Hear that?
Nah, I hear that. My crazy outlandish prediction will be that Blade will show up in the final episode.
That'd be dope. That'd be a nice way to reveal him.
Come on, Mashallah.
Why not, man?
I can't hate. Bro, I'm just here to see what going
<Yeah.
laughs>
Yo, Faggy, do your thing, innit?
Yeah,
we here regardless. But yeah. I guess unless we have no other points on this particular episode.
Nah, I can't say that I do, man. Out of curiosity, because I was thinking about this, like, including all the Netflix ones as well. What's your favourite Disney... Well, I say Disney. What's your favourite Marvel TV show?
Daredevil, as far as I can think. Daredevil. Luke Cage, I think. Luke Cage had some... bad parts in it.
However, didn't he dab?
He dabbed.
yeah, that was because of the times and.
Nah, I'm just.
It had some
silly.
Bad parts. However, it was still cool.
It had its moments.
Yeah, it had its moments.
Mahershala Ali is also in that.
Yeah, Cottonmouth. His character was good. They got rid of him way too quickly.
For me, it's Jessica Jones season 1. I was flames. Shout out to David Tennant. already knew he was a great actor, but he was getting busy.
He gave her a long day, man.
For real.
Long ass day. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it was very. I really enjoyed that. That was like, because I've never really been too sure on the Netflix Marvel, but that was good. And then I guess the ones Disney's produced, it would probably be fucking Captain America and the Winter Soldier. I quite enjoyed that. I know I'm in the minority.
You into that bullshit too?
You're like, unks. I did enjoy that. I guess it's interesting to see. I don't think anything's blown me away from the TV series.
Yeah, me neither. Apart from Daredevil for me. Yeah, I agree.
I think WandaVision is probably top.
Of the Disney ones?
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that.
It's top because we were just thinking,
like, what the hell is
what's going on?
Yeah. The intrigue was far too high.
It just kept going, and then probably episode 3, that's when it just started to kick off.
Yeah.
And we start to have more of an understanding, and then boom. So
I think WandaVision is definitely the one that's more in social conscious, if that makes sense. Like, it's the one that's more on our mind.
I do love Loki though. Loki.
I didn't really like it.
I loved it.
I think it landed on his feet very well, but everything else was a lot of like chasing and running.
Nah, from when he got with himself, that was crazy.
Shit. And you met him.
My man kissed himself. What kind of narcissist are you?
Listen, man, that's low-key.
Not really, because that's a person, that's himself from another time.
So technically, it's not him.
It's not him.
What? So if I not got with myself, but if I meet myself from a different time, I'm not me. I'm not. That's not me.
That's not you.
Shouts out to Skepta then. I respect it.
Fair enough.
Moon Knight episode 2, Disney. We look forward to seeing what you're cooking.
Yeah, give us the bag.
Yeah, just
first and foremost, give us the bag,
please. We're on my knees.
Yeah, I'm saying,
I'm trying to get paid.
For real.
Paper. But yeah, until next week.
Cool.
Peace.